Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, September 5th. You'll be interested to know. 48 years ago, today in 1977, NASA launched the Voyager 1 spacecraft, a shining testament to human curiosity and exploration from Cape Canaveral, Florida. That bold mission carried our hopes beyond the outer planets, unveiling the wonders of Jupiter and Saturn, and continues to send back precious data from interstellar space, inspiring generations to reach for the stars. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Friday at Tourmaline. This morning, it's looking fair with waves at 3 to 4 feet. Conditions hold steady through the morning. By midday, expect them to drop to 2 to 3 feet and become choppy. Winds are onshore at 5 to 6 miles per hour, increasing slightly later. Overall, it's a decent morning before the chop sets in this afternoon. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 3-foot incoming high tide when the south-southwest swell is 2.5 feet at 14 seconds. And the onshore wind is 5 mph. The first high tide on Friday will be 4.5 feet at 9 a.m., followed by a 2-foot low tide just before 2. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 72 degrees for the water temperature. Saturday offers clean conditions with waves around 3+ feet in the morning, gradually becoming choppy by midday. Sunday maintains similar size but features cleaner faces early on, making it the standout day with consistent 3+ footsteps. Monday sees a slight decrease to 2 to 3 feet, with fair conditions prevailing throughout the day, making for a more mellow surf experience. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 71 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:10. And it will rise again tomorrow at 6:28. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early today, clearing by mid-morning, leading to mostly sunny skies with a high near 78 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect patchy fog after 11 p.m. with partly cloudy skies and a low around 65 with very light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog before 11 a.m. on Saturday, then mostly sunny skies, with a high near 79. Saturday night brings patchy fog after 11 p.m., with partly cloudy skies, and a low around 66. On Sunday, expect patchy fog before 11 a.m., and mostly sunny skies, with a high near 81. Sunday night has patchy fog after 11 p.m., with partly cloudy skies, and a low around 65. Monday starts with patchy fog before 11 a.m., then mostly sunny skies, with a high near 77. Monday night will be mostly cloudy, with a low around 64. On Tuesday, expect partly sunny skies, with a high near 76. Tuesday night will be mostly cloudy, with a low around 65. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Spirit Airlines will stop service at San Diego International Airport on October 4th, just weeks before the new Terminal 1 opens. The budget airline, known for offering flights to destinations like Las Vegas for as little as $25 one way, is restructuring its operations. This decision comes as Spirit announced its second Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing in under a year, allowing it to continue flying while it reorganizes. Airport spokeswoman Nicole Hall reassured that other carriers will still serve the routes previously offered by Spirit, including Detroit, Oakland, San Jose, and Las Vegas. Spirit will retain a preferential gate at the new Terminal 1, which will be used by another airline after their departure. Now on to sports. Caitlin Clark's season is officially over, as the Indiana Fever star announced on social media Thursday night. I had hoped to share a better update, but I will not be returning to play this season. She expressed her feelings of disappointment, thanking fans for their support through this frustrating time. Clark has been sidelined since July 16th with a right groin injury, and despite her hard work to recover, time was not on her side. Last night, we kicked off the NFL season with Cowboys at Eagles. Philly came out on top, 24-20. After a brief lightning delay, the Eagles pulled ahead, with Jalen Hurts going 19-for-23 with 152 yards. Hurts really shined in the running game, and the boys couldn't stop him, as he racked up 62 yards rushing with 2 touchdowns. Dak Prescott was in good form with 188 yards passing, going 21-for-34. And tonight, the brilliant decision makers at NFL headquarters decided to take a home game away from the Chargers, with their opening game being played in Brazil as they face the Chiefs. This game can only be watched on YouTube, luckily for free, with a game time at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. On to college football tomorrow. Not too many big matchups, but a good one might be number 15 Michigan at number 18 Oklahoma, which kicks off at 4:30 Pacific on ABC. The Sooners are favored by 5.5. In local sports, the Padres were off last night. Tonight, they open game one of a 3-game series against the Rockies at Coors Field in Denver. The pitcher has yet to be determined for the Friars. Kyle Freeland takes the mound for Colorado, holding a record of 3-14 with a 5.41 earned run average. First pitch is set for 5:40. The temperature is a comfortable 69 degrees under partly sunny skies. In top news, Matthew Bowyer, at the center of the Shohei Ohtani betting scandal, received more than $16 million in wires from Ohtani's account, and this led to an investigation threatening the Las Vegas gambling scene. Bowyer, a former poker player, became involved in an illegal bookmaking operation, attracting clients through various means. In December 2023, Ohtani signed a record contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers, but by March 2024, reports emerged linking him to illegal gambling, leading to Ohtani denying any involvement. Bowyer, who had been successfully running his operation for years, now faces serious legal repercussions as his empire crumbles under scrutiny. In business news, this stock just displaced Palantir to become the S&P 500's top-performing stock. Move over, Palantir. You have new competition. Seagate, the computer storage provider. Artificial intelligence defense contractor Palantir has amassed a cult following with a $370 billion valuation and one of the richest valuations of all time. However, after ascending nearly 2,000% from its October 2020 initial public offering and joining the S&P 500 index, the company has hit a setback. Over the last week, a 10% rally in shares of digital storage company Seagate Technology has helped it quietly displace the one-time best performer in the index. Seagate is now the best-performing stock in the index, while Palantir sits at number 2. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 0.5% for the week to about $111,000. Ethereum is down 9% to just over $4,300. And XRP is down 0.5% to $2.81. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. This disease is on the rise, and many people do not know that they have it. 9 out of 10 people with chronic kidney disease only find out when it progresses to later stages. An estimated 700 million people worldwide have chronic kidney disease, including 35.5 million people in the United States. Experts warn that the biggest health risk associated with chronic kidney disease is dying from heart disease. Early detection is key to slowing the progression of kidney damage, especially with new treatments available. And in entertainment news, what should have been the perfect pairing of artist and material instead falls victim to impossible expectations as the master overstuffs his creation. Oscar Isaac plays Victor Frankenstein more as a tortured artist than a scientist. More than once, incensed characters accuse the mad doctor of being the true monster in Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein. Del Toro remains a cinematic master with every costume, set, and prop crafted with formidable imagination and daunting attention to detail. However, the film feels as if we are watching through a peephole. Alas, Del Toro's depiction of sexuality remains strangely stunted, raising questions about the monster's attraction. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American astronaut and physicist, Sally Ride. And she said, "Science is fun. Science is curiosity. We all have natural curiosity. Science is a process of investigating. It's posing questions and coming up with a method. It's delving in." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.